Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve, and it's cold. I don't care what anybody says. It's chilly and blah. And I'm straight here from the doctor. So if I sound heavily medicated or not nearly medicated enough, there you go. Where do you want to start? Oh, my gosh, where do you want to start? There's just so much. I remind you that my buddy Congressman Rob Whitman's going to be here at 435, does a brilliant job of representing the 1st Congressional District in our beloved Commonwealth. I love Rob. I really do. I'm going to be loving my brand new Congressman, John McGuire, after Election Day. I mean, you'll be able to watch. It's not going to be anything bad. I'm just going to give him a big hug because I love the guy. And it'll be great to have him representing the 5th Congressional District of our beloved Commonwealth. That reminds me, Germ. I mean, I'm doing work right here in front of everybody without a net or anything. But we ought to get John on. We haven't had John McGuire on in a while. I am reading a story that 100 members of the British Parliament are now campaigning in America in battleground states for Kamala Harris. Don't you people have enough problems back there in old England? You got 5 years coming with this Sir Keir Starmer dude whose entire message seems to be, hey, just giving everybody free stuff. That whole freaking island over there is just going to tip over. There's going to be nothing left. Good time to go in and conquer stuff. Didn't they have conquerors? Was there? At one point they did. I think somebody conquered them. And, the good news from the Middle East. Now, this one. Here's where I'm torn. Let me just share this with you. I like to think I'm a relatively good person. And I'm the one who puts the word relatively in front of good. I'm not here to tell you I'm a really, really good guy. I'm a guy who tries to do good stuff. Right? Flawed human being like everybody else, including those people, the narcissists, who are not really aware of the fact that they are flawed, and in some cases, really flawed individuals. I'm just a guy trying to do good stuff. Every once in a while, it works. Every once in a while, it's like, hey, look, I did something good. But I'll never tell you that I am a good guy. I'm just not. I'm just a guy. And I know I'm a guy. Jerm, what's the we got something there, I know, that explains guy and gal, right?
Boys have a penis. Girls have a vagina.
Exactly. That's exactly correct. And I remind my... I took a shower. I reminded myself of that. Yes, that's why I'm a guy, and occasionally I'm good. Okay, fair enough. But I'm looking at the situation in the Middle East. Israel has eliminated... what's-his-face Sinwar? Was it Yahya Sinwar or Wawa Sinwar? Who gives a crap? He's dead. Dead as a freaking doornail. And I know there's that part of me that wants to say, oh, this is great. I'm kvelling, as we would say in Yiddish. Happy, thrilled, excited. And then there's a part of me going, oh, come on, Jeff. You can't really... Can you really celebrate the death of someone? And I pondered that for a couple of moments. I pondered that while I was... I unplugged... The whole radio station for what, like 30 seconds, Jerm? Well, my radio station. And anyway, so I was pondering that, and I thought, well, yeah, yes, I can. And I am celebrating that Mr. Sinwar, as we speak right now, is burning in hell. That's awful. No, I don't think it is. I will consult with my rabbi and your rabbi and a minister and a priest, and anybody else you want to bring into the conversation. But I think I am allowed to celebrate that. Maybe that is another strike against me being a good guy. But I think I am allowed to celebrate that this despicable murderer slaughtered 1,300 innocent people in Israel. Why? Because they were Jews. And in fact, some of them weren't Jews. But he didn't care. They were in Israel. That was enough for him. And now he's, you know, he's getting used to having, like singed eyebrows or something, I guess. I don't know. You know, it's weird because, like, Jews don't believe in hell in the same way that the Christian community believes in hell, for the most part. And in this case, I'm totally on board with the whole idea of the Christian version of hell, with fire and screaming and pain and all. Seriously, he deserves it. He absolutely deserves it. But I digress. I'll take some of the confetti away. Yeah, 100 socialist members of Britain's House of Commons are now campaigning for Kamala Harris in swing states. First of all, isn't that illegal? You know, I'm not a lawyer, and it involves Brits, and I'm not a solicitor, nor am I a barrister. You know, oh, God, we should reach out to Joe Moreno. He's all of the above. The smartest lawyer on God's green earth, my buddy, former federal prosecutor. Joe Moreno, yeah, seriously, he is, he's not just a lawyer here in the United States. He is a solicitor and a barrister in the United Kingdom. Oh, he would know. Except it would be our laws, right? They don't have any laws. I'm sure they're happy to let their people go putzing around and stuff around the world. But it's us. I don't want them putzing around here. We got enough putzes involved in the putzing around process. I don't need them here. I really don't. But I think there's something illegal about it. I'll look into it as best I can and try and figure out if there's something illegal about that. And does it matter? Last night, we had our politics and pints. And you know what's weird? We still can't figure out whether it was the ninth one or the eighth one. So the next one will either be the ninth one or the tenth one. But I'm backstage, and I'm in the green room. So let me just paint the picture. Kilmeade gets off a plane, right? So he's coming right to the event. Everybody forgets that there's actual traffic on 95. And I don't know that he's spent enough time in Hopewell to know about 295. I don't know. He's got a GPS like everybody else. So he comes in. He's not wearing a tie. So immediately I start, you know, breaking his agates about, where's your tie? It's like a grown-up event, dude. And he comes over and he hugs me. And it was very nice. And we shared a few, you know, quiet moments together. And then we're just sort of chatting and talking about stuff. He says, oh, we got to...
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We got to pull up like the feed at 6 o'clock for Brett Baer with Kamala Harris. Oh yeah, totally forgot about that. I had totally forgotten about it. Why? Well, because I was driving down to the historic Beacon Theater in Hopewell. I got the music cranked. Ordinarily in the car, I'm listening to speaking. Right? I love my podcasts. I really do. I absolutely, positively love them. And I've got a very odd podcast selection process and an odd list of favorites on my podcast list, what I'm listening to. I listen to a lot of crime stuff, the true crime stuff. And every time I'm listening to them, you know, I'm thinking to myself, you know, my buddy John Praget does a much better job of reporting stuff like that. And then I go back to listening to it. But anyway, so I'm listening to it. And ordinarily it would be that or maybe some other sort of true crime like scandal thing. I never listen to political podcasts. Isn't that weird? None. And I think part of it is that this is my job. You know what I mean? This is what I do for a living. It's part of what I do for a living. It pays some of the bills. So I don't listen to that. I want to get away from that. And last night, heading to the Beacon Theater, I want to get amped up a little bit. And I don't want to get amped up on, oh, there's a serial killer loose and blah, blah, blah. So I'm listening to music. And the other thing in my podcast list, theology stuff. Isn't that bizarre? I'm listening to true crime, serial killers, killing serial. I mean, if you can imagine it, I'm listening to it. Anybody who would look at my phone and go, oh, this guy needs help. And he might be a suspect in something somewhere. Who knows? But I'm listening to those normally, and I'm listening to all sorts of theology things. And a lot of classes. I do a lot of pre-recorded classes, as you know, because I'm not nearly as smart or educated as I need to be. That'll never end. I think the moment you stop doing that, then you've kind of lost. I think you've always got to invest in yourself. I really do believe that. And you've got to have enough confidence in yourself to invest in yourself. If you're stuck in the, if I lose this job, I'm never going to eat again. Okay, then you're kind of a slave that way. Just what it is. But anywho, so I'm listening to some music. I got it cranked, and I'm excited. And we had a great crowd. I think the 720, 725, whatever it was sold out. Absolutely sold out. And I thought it was a pretty good production. I did. I thought it was okay. I think we all had a good time. And it was very nice because there's so many great people there. I'm always so happy when I look at the list of sponsors. I always look at the list of sponsors, the presenting sponsors at Politics and Pints, and I'm always so happy to say that the vast majority of them are mine. I think one or two are not, and that's about it. But, I mean, they're good people, too, but obviously the people that are part of this program are far better. And I'm always happy about that. So we had a great crowd. We really did. And if you missed it, I don't want you to get involved in the whole FOMA thing, right? FOMA, fear of missing. Oh, FOMO. I don't know what FOMA is. I think that's a dessert topping. FOMO, fear of missing out. You really should have a fear of missing out, because I'm telling you, you're missing a lot and you don't want to miss it. The next time we do this, you should be there. But we got so much that we did, and I've got so much I'm going to cover today. And yet, my point was that in the back about, I don't know, 5:30 or so, when Kilmeade came tripping in, we were just standing there talking about all of this. And we're going back and forth. And, you know, like, we're putting on our game faces. Right. First, we're talking about hockey, the important stuff. Then we turned to this and put our game faces on, and we were all ready to go. And he's pulling up stats and all sorts of information. Well, look, I was looking at this thing. I was looking at that read, blah, 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 blah. And the bottom line is. Yeah. I'm just getting a very important email message. That's OK. So we're looking at all these numbers coming in. And, you know, it's all swing states, right? They're like 6-7 states going to decide everything for all of us. And Donald Trump is really doing well. And Kamala Harris was going to sit down with Bret Baier. And, you know, Bret Baier had this reputation amongst conservatives. Oh, he's a never Trumper. He hates Trump. He hates Trump. There's going to be a softball, blah, blah, blah. Well, you can say whatever you want, man. I thought he did a great job. I really do. I thought he did a great job. And he didn't have to do much. Because she was in a mode. Her people obviously had said, look, we're showing up late. We may have to leave early. You've only got to fill like 12, 13 minutes. I'm here to tell you, I can do 13 minutes on a sandwich and not miss a beat. She can't do 13 seconds on herself and get it right. And I don't know if she thought that she was going to have one of those viral moments, because she clearly had memorized stuff. That's what she does. She memorizes stuff. She's good at memorizing. She should be, you know, some second-rate science fiction actress or actor or production person or whatever. That's what she should do. She'd be great at it, I think. She could play a Klingon. She could play a Klingon. She'd get away with it. But she blew it. She was looking for the viral moment. She blew it. And Bret Baier, God bless him. I thought he did a great job. So there you go. All right. Congressman Rob Whitman, 435. Our buddy Brian Maloney. It's never phony with Brian Maloney. That's for sure. Brian is an astute observer of this. I want to get his sense of the Kamala Harris fiasco last night. And yes, because I do need a chuckle today, I will share some of her comments from last night right here. It's going to be great. 316, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.